Good morning. We are Praise Church of Deliverance Ministries. We're here at 525 Comer Drive in Fuquay Arena. And we're here this morning to do our church service, as we always do every Sunday morning. And we welcome all of you to our service. Help us praise the Lord this morning, as we always do. Start off this program this morning with a prayer. Dear God in heaven, we thank you so much for our life, our health, and our strength. We thank you, dear God, for waking us up this morning, another beautiful Sunday morning, to have church and to worship. Praise you, dear God. Dear God, we thank you so much for your Son, Jesus Christ, the one who lived and died for us, saved us from our sins. And we thank you so much for that. Dear God, we repent of our sins this morning. Excuse me. Anything we did wrong, said wrong, acted wrong. Dear God, we repent of those bad deeds, those evil thoughts, those bad things that we do. Because we're all human and we all make mistakes. And most mistakes are sins. Thank you, God, for forgiving us of our sins this morning. Dear God, bless the ones that were not able to get up out of their bed this morning, the ones that are sick, physically unable to get up. Bless them, Lord, that they can get up out of their bed and worship you Sundays or through the week or whenever they want to. If most could move and could get up out of their bed, I'm sure they would worship you every day. God, heal them, the ones that are sick. Make them well, Lord. Make them strong. Make them able to walk, to move, go to church and worship you. Bless the ones this morning that have lost someone in their family this weekend. Ease their mind. Help them to ease their bereavement. Because we know every weekend someone passes. And even every day someone passes. God, we're asking you to ease their mind and help them to see through their bad days and just help them. They need your help, Lord. We all need your help. Give us traveling mercy as we go out on the road today. Lord, wake us up, keep us woke, keep us alert. Let us not try to do crazy things on the road, take chances, because one chance could be the last one. Dear God, we ask you to be in our service this morning, as you always do. As you said, when two is together, in your name, you're there. There we go, dear Lord. We thank you for this morning again, for our life, our health, and our strength. Everything you've done, everything you're going to do, we thank you. In your namesake, amen. Amen. Next is our affirmation of faith.
We believe in the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. We believe that Jesus is the Son of God, and that the Holy Ghost is the third person of the Trinity. We believe that Jesus was conceived through his mother, the Virgin Mary, through the Holy Ghost. The third day he rose from the dead after they crucified him, and he gave his life that we will be forgiven of our sins. And if we repent and believe, we will have eternal life. He ascended into heaven and sitteth on the right hand of the Father, from whence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. Amen.
That's our affirmation of faith. We read that. Let people know who and what we believe in. Next is our call to worship. Then our scripture. Call to worship. Almighty God, on this holy day we assemble as a part of your people who gather throughout the world in homes and halls, in chapels and cathedrals. We praise and honor you. Strengthen your church, O God, so that with one heart and one voice, we may lift up Christ and draw others to him. Oh God, we come before you through through Jesus, our high priest. How grateful we are that he lived among us and sympathized with our weaknesses. Through him, we approach you with confidence to receive mercy and find grace to help in our time of need. Accept our worship today, we ask. In Jesus' name, amen. That was our call to worship. Moving along, next is scripture. I'm going to read, what is this? Psalms number 48. Yeah. Psalms. I'm going to read 10 verses. Great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised in the city of our God, in the mountain of his holiness. Beautiful for situation, the joy of the whole earth is Mount Zion, on the sides of the north, the city of the great king. God is known in her palaces for refuge. For lo, the kings were assembled, they passed by together. They saw it, and so they marveled. They were troubled and hasted away. Fear took a hold upon them there, and pain, as of a woman in travail. Thou breakest the ships of Tarshish with an east wind. As we have heard, so have we seen in the city of the Lord of hosts, in the city of our God. God will establish it forever. We have, though, of thy loving kindness, O God, in the midst of thy temple. According to thy name, O God, so is thy praise unto the ends of the earth. Thy right hand is full of righteousness. Let Mount Zion rejoice. Let the daughters of Judah be glad because of thy judgments. Walk about Zion and go around about her. Tell the towers thereof. Mark ye well her bulwarks, consider her palaces, that ye may tell it to the generations following. For this God is our God forever and ever. He will be our guide even unto death. That was Psalms 48. And as we know, the word is always blessed. Psalms 48. Next is praise and worship. Yes. And prophets is coming to do praise and worship this morning. I'm fine.
Tambourine.
I get it.
God be the glory. We're so grateful and thankful this morning for all you're doing for this whole generation, Father, and us as well. And we thank you for all you're doing and now you're going to do. And we thank everybody for coming and being with us on this morning. This is our start, and we're glad, and we want to do our best and see you do your best in life and have the best in life. And we're going to go into our praise and worship. The Bible said, make a joyful noise unto the Lord. All ye lands, serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence and sing it. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that has made us and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name, for the Lord is good. And we're just thankful for all that the Lord is doing. And we're going to sing these two selections today. To God be the glory, because we know God is the one that takes care of us and does everything for us. And the Bible said, come in, praise him, thank him, because he's worthy of the praise and glory. To God be the glory. We give God the honor, the glory, and the praise, and we say thank you. While I'm on this Christian journey, will you guide me? Oh, while I'm on this Christian journey, will you guide me? While I'm on this Christian journey, will you guide me? I want you to to teach me how to walk right and pray, right and pray. While I'm on this Christian journey with you, guide me. Oh, while I'm on this Christian journey with you, guide me. While I'm on this Christian journey with you, guide me. I want you to teach me how to walk. I want you to teach me how to talk. Want you to teach me how to walk. Write and pray, write and pray. Oh, teach me, Master, teach me. 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 Teach me how to pray. When I bow at the altar, teach me what to say. Oh, teach me, Master, teach me. Teach me, Master, teach me. Teach me how to pray. When I bow at the altar, sing and teach me what to say. Praise God. We need the Lord to teach us. We need His word and pray and receive His text. In the word of God, I gotta hide and pray. In His holy word, I gotta hide and pray. In the word of God, I gotta hide and pray. In His holy word, I gotta hide and pray. In the word of God, I gotta hide and pray. Throw me overboard, I gotta hide and pray. In the word of God, I gotta hide and pray. Throw me overboard, I gotta hide and pray. Oh, I've been tempted, I've been tried. Yes, I've been through the water and I've been baptized. Yes, I stepped in the water. Water was cold. Heal my body, not my soul. In the word of God, I gotta hide and pray. Throw me overboard, I gotta hide and pray. In the word of God, I gotta hide and pray. Throw me overboard, I gotta hide and pray. God, we gotta hide. Let's go higher. 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 Let's go higher in the Lord. Let's go higher. 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 Let's go higher in the Lord. Singing higher. Oh, higher. Singing higher. Oh, higher. Singing higher. Higher. Singing, let's go higher in the Lord. Let's go higher. 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 Let's go higher in the Lord. Singing higher. Oh, higher. Singing higher. Oh, higher. Singing higher. Oh, higher. Singing, let's go higher in the Lord. Praise God. If I have have my ticket, Lord, can I ride? If I have my ticket, Lord, can I ride? If I have my ticket, Lord, can I ride? Right away to heaven in the morning. One thing be Christian, all to do, be certain and sure we are living through. One of these old days without a doubt, God's gonna order his angels out. Gonna close up this world, there won't be no sin. Spirit of the Lord is surely coming in. Oh, if I have my ticket, Lord, can I ride? If I have my ticket, Lord, can I ride? If I have my ticket, Lord, can I ride? Right away to heaven in the morning. Can I ride? 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 Ride away to heaven in the morning. One thing we Christian ought to do, be certain and sure we are living through. One of these old days with out of doubt, God's gonna order his angels out. Gonna close up this world, there won't be no sin. Spirit of the Lord is still coming in. If I have my ticket, Lord, can I ride? If I have my ticket, Lord, can I ride? If I have my ticket, Lord, can I ride? Right away to heaven in the morning. Hallelujah. We want to have the Holy Ghost, yeah, so we'll be able to ride and go with Jesus when he comes, because he's going to catch us up and take us with him up in the air. But we give him glory, honor, and praise, and we thank him for those selections on this morning. To God be the glory. And at this time, to God be the glory. I think I'm going to let Pastor People come on, and he can deliver the word of God to you on this morning. To God be the glory. And we give God all the glory, honor, and praise for all he's doing in the land everywhere. And Lord, thank you so much. Go into prayer for applying our needs and everything. But right now, I'm going to let Pastor People come on up. To God be the glory, and do our message for this morning. Give you a message before we go out. We love y'all and appreciate y'all for coming in.
Yes, I had to turn that light on. It got real dark. Looked like it's finna storm outside. And it got real dark in here. The camera has to have light. Before it starts thundering and lightning or whatever, I'm going to go ahead and deliver this to you. My word today is, I'm going to talk to y'all, teach to y'all a little bit on the word, spiritual word, surrender. Surrender. Surrender, as we know it, is giving in, giving up. Quitting. Yes, something. Yes, those are the words for the definitions, some of the definitions for surrender. And talking spiritual, surrender is the act of giving up one's will and submitting to a higher power, higher power's will and teaching. That sounds like giving up to a dictator or somebody, a tyrant, but spiritually we're talking about God. Giving up to higher power, will, that's God, and his teachings, that's his Bible. That's what I'm talking about, surrendering to, not to no man, but to God. And it's a willful acceptance of a dominating force and their will. Another definition for surrender: accepting. We must accept the Lord God, our God. We must accept everything He has, everything He teaches. We have to accept it. Put it in your mind mentally to give up everything else except God. Surrender to Him. Surrender requires trust, and it's invitation to let go of control and have faith in a higher power. Trust. It's also a acknowledgement that God's way is better, which it is, better than our own. God's way is always better than our own. And His plans for us are greater than we can understand. God has plans for everybody that's living on this world. And some of the plans might go a different way than what man think they should. And he doesn't understand why it's happening. But give God time, and you'll see that His way is better than ours. Some say that surrender is not giving up. It's not. On God or ourselves, we're not giving up on God, no. On surrender, no. That's a different way. But rather trusting Him even when we don't understand what's happening. That's part of surrendering. It's also about realizing our small place in the universe and becoming humble. Should bow down to God and what He's doing, and accept, realize. Some say that meditation is an act of surrender and a powerful tool for spiritual journeys. Meditation. By turning away from normal activity and settling into quieter levels of the mind. Meditation can help people reconnect with their true selves. Meditation, just stop, sit down, relax, and think. And just think. And you can figure out some things too, like that. You know, just meditate. The idea of surrender sounds un-American to most people. We are told to never surrender, never quit, to keep fighting, even if the odds are stacked against us. Now that's military there. That sounds like military. When you're in the army and you're out there in the field, you don't quit. You don't stop. You don't quit. Because that's a form of being a traitor when you quit and run the other way. You don't want to do that. But the military tells you never quit. But some things you have to quit. I agree when we're talking about sports, competition, or even war. Not supposed to quit. But in the spiritual life, in the kingdom of God, surrender is actually the path to real freedom. Surrendering. Give up things that you don't need in the world. Unfortunately, though, nothing can put people in bondage like religion. And we have a sad history of preachers and organizations that have used the teachings of surrender and submission to control, manipulate, and ultimately destroy people. Yeah, there's been a lot of them. The years back when that man, Jim Jones, destroyed all those people down there on that island, he used the teaching of surrender and submission to control and manipulate and destroy those people. They followed him all the way to their death. So it's apparent that a sound biblical understanding of surrender and submission is necessary if we are to experience the freedom that this truth can bring. We have to understand what we're talking about when we say surrender. Not just give up your mind, your heart to a man. No, I'm not talking about a man. When those people were destroyed down on their island, they gave up, they surrendered to a man. They didn't surrender to God, they surrendered to a man. Let's start with the basic definition of the word surrender. It's a verb, it's an action verb, which involves ceasing resistance, giving up, or abandoning oneself to someone or something else. That's not the spiritual definition, but that's the definition of surrender. It is saying surrender, which is true, you give up, you cease resistance, and you abandon yourself. You leave yourself out in the open to someone or someone else, to someone or something. And the invitation of Jesus to come to him is open to all, but does not hesitate to make clear that it means coming under his lordship, his leadership, and his word. We surrender to those things quickly. His lordship, his leadership, and his word. We surrender to those things quickly. And he said to all, if anyone would come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me. That's Luke 9:23. Read it for yourself and get your own good understanding. In other words, Jesus requires that I say no to myself so I can say yes to him and his leadership over my life. This will be a daily experience of surrendering or submitting to him and following him. Say yes to him. No to me, myself, but yes, everything to Jesus Christ. It is clear that the first enemy of the follower of Jesus is self. That's the first enemy. Self. Yourself. When I surrender the lordship of my life to Jesus, I experience freedom. Freedom not always be in charge. Freedom to care more about others and their needs. Freedom to not always be right, and freedom to trust Jesus to take hold of us. You have to have freedom in your heart and your mind to let Jesus take a hold of you. Let him take a hold of you today. Let him take charge of your life, your mind, your heart. Be the best thing you can ever do. If you can focus your mind on that, focus it, put your mind on Jesus, and give everything up, surrender everything up to him, you'll feel it. You'll feel a lot better. Let him have everything that's holding you back. If any of you lack wisdom, let him ask God, who gives generously to all without reproach, and it will be given to you. But let him ask in faith, without doubting. For that person must not suppose that he will receive anything from the Lord. He is double-minded, unstable in all his ways. This double-mindedness is an unwillingness to come under the care and lordship of Jesus. Double-minded. This person does not trust him fully, so he is always pulling away and taking his own path. You have to trust him fully to not do those things. If you don't really believe or care or don't have it in your mind to surrender to God, you will, yourself will pull away. Yourself, excuse me, yourself pushed by Satan to leave. This person does not trust him fully, so he will always pull away, talking about yourself, and taking our own path. The result is a lack of connection to God and his plan for you. Lack of connection. The calls to surrender or submit to Jesus is one step closer in our sanctification, in our growth in holiness. To do this is to voluntarily put myself under Jesus for his leading in my life. It is a step of humility to admit that I cannot save myself or change myself into the person Jesus wants me to be. You can't do it. In other words, you can't do it by yourself. You've got to have God with you to do all this. To change. Surrendering to God is something we have to do. Surrendering to God's call is the story of all the saints in the Bible. Let's read that again. I'm going to read this little line again. Surrendering to God's call is the story of all saints in the Bible. Noah had to submit to the radical call to build an ark, abandoning his life plan. Abraham had to abandon his hometown and friends and family to experience what God had for him. Moses, Esther, Mary, and Jesus himself all had to submit to God's call on their life. And they did. They all had to do that. Jesus had to surrender to his Father to do what he had to do. And he did the ultimate thing. Not one of these people would define their relationship with God by praying a prayer. Their faith was made real and evident by obediently submitting to what God revealed them to do. Now, in our sincere effort to save souls, we have made the gospel too small, with no surrender, and consequently no power. As Jesus said about his own life and mission, "For I have come down from heaven not to do my own will, but the will of him who sent me." That's John 6:38. Jesus expects the same submission from his followers, his disciples, those who will be saved. When he says, "Not everyone who says to me, 'Lord, Lord,' will enter the kingdom of heaven, but the one who does the will of my Father who is in heaven." Matthew 7:21. Submission to Jesus as my Lord and Savior. You must give your full allegiance to the one who made you and saved you and now wants to lead you. This will include admitting the truth about and repenting of your sins. Who have I hurt? Where am I powerless to sins, pull, or temptation? Sins and temptation pulls on our life every day, all day. And if he says you're not tempted through the day and don't commit no sins through the day, something's not right. Surrender to the truth that you are powerless over your sin. Without his grace and power, it's interesting that at 12-step recovery groups, such as Alcoholics Anonymous, understand this. No one gets sober and clean until they begin here, submitting to the truth of their powerlessness. First, they always tell you in Alcoholics Anonymous, the first thing you've got to do is submit that you are an alcoholic. If you drink, you're an alcoholic. Even though you say you only drink on the weekends or take one drink through the week, if you continuously do that, you're an alcoholic. It's easy to point out the sin of the alcoholic, but the sins of pride, jealousy, gossip are just as deadly to us and others. Those things, pride, jealousy, and gossip, are just as sinful as drinking and taking a drink. And we know, well, we don't supposed to drink. God didn't drink. Jesus didn't drink. Why should we? Alcohol makes us do terrible things. And the next day we don't remember. And that's the bad part about it. You must come under the yoke of Jesus. Matthew 11, 28 and 30 through 30. We all wear the yoke of someone or something. Our boss, our family, our own pride and self-righteousness. All those are yokes. And what I mean yoke is something that's around your neck, holding you down, pressing you down, making you feel oppressed or depressed. Jesus assures us that compared to these other masters, your yoke is easy and light. But he must be your sole teacher for your entire life, the rest of your life. He will not share you. Jesus is not going to share you. He wants to lead you to submit to. So submit to his hand and follow him. We have too high a view of our ability to live the Christian life. Ephesians 5 and 21 calls us to submit to one another out of reverence for Christ. That was Ephesians 5 and 21. Read it. Get your own understanding. 1 Peter 5 and 5 calls the younger men to submit to the older men for wisdom and direction. I have found the key to unlocking this ministry in my life is to say to just a few people, I give you permission to tell me the truth about my life. I want it and need it, even when I won't like listening to what you have to hear, have to say. You're supposed to listen. If someone tells you about something you are doing that's not right, check yourself. Don't get mad and ready to fight and whatever. You'll probably see it and probably see what they're talking about. If you back down, humble yourself, and look at what they're talking about. People will take this as a sacred trust and frequently will ask you to do the same for them. Man, this is a level of fellowship that too few experience because it is not taught or modeled for them. What more, it is a humbling and pride-slaying thing to do. Yet there is such freedom being with others who know the truth about you and accept you. They understand you and want to help you grow, but without judgment. That's a true friend. That's a real friend right there, and that doesn't get mad at you when you do crazy things, silly things, and then they want to tell you what you're doing. It's good. And you need to humble yourself and listen. Don't get mad. It's all part of surrendering. Surrender to what people have to say about you. or to you. Surrender may be the missing step in your walk with Jesus. I have found that there are areas in my life that God, His Word, or others will regularly point out that need looking at. Surrender and submission are a mindset of obedience that must be watered, nurtured by God's Word and close friends in Christ. And that's what I have on the word surrender. May God give us grace to come under His loving care and lordship and surrender to Him. Surrender to His Word. Surrender to everything He has for us to do. Thank you. That's my word of surrender this Sunday. Take heed, listen. Go back and look at it, listen at it again. And you will learn what the word surrender means to all of us. Thank you.
We give God the glory, honor, and praise. We know when we come to God, we got to surrender. We got to repent and let Him know that we want to walk in His way and His will that He has for our life and not in ourselves. But we give God the glory for that word today. It's very important, and the teaching that God is bringing through God's people and us worldwide everywhere. We hope y'all will receive it and try to get understanding of it. And if you don't have understanding, ask Him to give you understanding. And we thank God. That word from Pastor Peeble this morning that God gave him and all he doing in the land everywhere. And we're going to move on forward. We thank God for the service on this morning, and we will be coming back on next week. To God be the glory. At different times. We're not on here at all the same time every time, but we will be on here. You can get us for the day is out. All day long you can look for us. You'll find us on here. To God be the glory, because we start at different times. Sometime 11, sometime after. Sometime before we go as God tells us to go, because we have other places to go and things to do, and we try to do our part that God wants us to do and move on forward. But thank y'all for coming in on the day, and we appreciate y'all so very much. And we thank God for letting us all come together again and be together and get done what we're doing. We just want to make sure in whatever we say and do that we're real in it, and we're letting God take over in our lives and living it out and not just being a hearer of the word, but a doer of the word. We want to do what God's word said. God said those that love Him and want Him as Lord and Savior, and you want Him, then you obey Him and do what He said. But to God be the glory on this morning. We're so grateful and thankful for what God is doing in the land everywhere. He's showing Himself out there everywhere, and He'll help us if we need Him. Like David said, I lift up mine eyes unto the hill from whence cometh my help. My help coming from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. And we are so grateful and thankful for that this morning. And we're going to go into our, have Pastor Peeble to come on back up, and we're going to do the prayer for as we before we go and hit the road going to Chatham on this day. We give God the glory, and Lord.
Yes, Lord.
We thank You for the service and the word coming forth and even helping us and making us into what we even so sometime. So we don't get everything done like we're supposed to, but we be trying to work it all and get it all together that pleases You in all our life and all Your leaders and people and families worldwide everywhere and Your leaders over the government and stuff, because the president and all that are in authority in any place, organizations everywhere, anybody doing anything, God, to lift up Your name, we thank Him, because You said if we lift up Your name, You'll draw all men, and we thank You for it and moving so many things out of our life, fear, doubt, slowness, anything the devil bring to hinder, stop us in any way. We thank You for coming in, helping us to resist him and keep on pressing forward. To God be the glory. And that's what we're going to do today. We're going to keep on pressing forward to You, God, and believe in You no matter what. Go come. It's a song I was going to sing on this morning. And to God be the glory. The Lord is reminding me. I'm pressing on the upward way. New heights I'm gaining every day. As I press on, as you press on and do what God said, you're going to gain new heights and stuff, and new things going to come to you. You know, all us are developing in God. And Lord, I thank You for developing us and helping us to come on through like we do, and not anybody else on that road out there, protecting all us as we go. But You've already told us our plan, and we thank You for that. And You ordered our steps in Your word and helping us to get things done, and we want to be more like You. and obey. And like I said, if we've done or said anything wrong, we repent. Because we got, you brought it from a long way, but we still got a long way to go. All of sin and come short. Ain't no man on earth that ain't sin, and we need to talk to God and repent. And we pray, God, to you, God, our Savior, our King, that we know we can get help from and help us to come and be what you, making every one of us, one by one, what you want us to be through your Spirit. And we love you and appreciate you very much. And those in the hospital, in the nursing home, sick in their body, whatever is going on out there in the land with your people anywhere, whatever their needs are, I know, Father, you're meeting their needs according to your riches and your glory and ours as well. And as you be with us on today as we travel, as we go, and helping us to get things done, doing decently and order in everything we say and do, we ain't going to fail to give you the honor, the glory, and the praise. And we love you. We appreciate you. Hallelujah. Like I said, even though sometimes we don't do and be and say what we ought to be saying and doing, but thank you for your grace and your mercy and your love toward the whole generation and making each and every one of us what you want us to be one by one, filling us with the Holy Ghost and fire, because we need it, Father, to burn out the desire of sin in our life, and then your anointing and your Spirit, because it ain't by power, ain't by might, but it's through your Spirit that we prevail and we go forth in the holiness and righteousness, and we're so grateful. And it's just so much going on out here, but we're not giving up. We're pressing on and trying to reach our heavenly home. And sometimes we have to go through things and stuff, and you don't find us like we ought to be, but you come in. Thank be to you, oh God, and you give us strength and wisdom and knowledge how to carry life on out and do right. If it wasn't for you, we'd never make it or take it. But we're so grateful and thankful, and we appoint your Spirit out on all flesh and just everywhere, taking over in every life and every area of our life. We're so grateful and thankful to that. Those in the nursing home, in the hospital, whoever's going through in the name, those can't get up out of their bed, can't walk, can't talk, we pray for them. And those that are trying and using the wheelchairs and stuff, I pray for them. And I look at them every day and I think about it, God, if you want us to get to them and work with them or whoever it is we need to work with, just show us and let us know. Because your people are everywhere and they do more if they had somebody that could compel them and help them, and giving us the mind to go out into the highways and hedges and compel them and do what we do in the strength and the help. And we just delight to walk in your perfect will, Father. And as you bless us and keep us and watch over us and on this whole generation, pouring your Spirit out on flesh, making connection with people and everybody, families getting it together, everybody getting it together, the whole body of Christ, all us working together as one and the leaders, coming together, no respect to person. I work with this one, but I won't work with that one, cause blah, blah, blah. It's nothing but the devil. And we get the devil out of the way and we step on him. Hallelujah. When he do come trying to get up on us, and it's just so much we want to do and stuff, but we thank you for what you allowed us to do, gonna allow us to do, where you brought us from, for where you're taking us to. And we love you very much, and for what you're doing for us in the whole generation. Everybody's somebody. It ain't your will and no man perish. Only thing, if you blaspheme, you not be forgiven, and we don't want to be like that. So God, you can draw them out, make them to come away from those things, evil and the seduction and things going on out here in this world. We pray against it through your blood, Lord Jesus, that we all would be saved, healed, and delivered, set free. It's more on the downward road, you said, and than upward. But we're pressing on, God, and trying to make it with your help. Continue to bless us all, filling us with the Holy Ghost and Father more, and making us the individual you want us to be, because it burns out the desire of sin, and helping us to stay saved till you come. In everything we say and do, word not mouth what to say, taking it out in prayer and everything. And blessings on your people everywhere, not just my brother Thomas, but anybody else that out there is sick, going through sicknesses in the body, might be some of the rest of the family, those that we don't even know. It's not your will and no matter whatever your people need, you're able to heal, save, and deliver. And we are healed through the word and clean through the word, and we thank you for that, and even making us who we are today and having your way in all our life, worldwide, everywhere. And continue to bless us all. We ain't going to fail to give you the honor, the glory, and the praise, and we tell you thank you. And for your healing and your deliverance on the whole generation. We love you very much and we appreciate you. Hallelujah. We give you honor and glory because you deserve it all. My hallelujah go to you this morning. And praying for strength. Hallelujah. You are our refuge and our strength. In the Lord we have strength. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We have everything we need in you if we'll stay with you. But without you we ain't doing nothing, because you said seek your kingdom first and all these other things be at. We love you very much and thank you and giving us traveling mercy on the highway and every work we carry, every do, every jot or tittle, anything we do or say it anyway. but we'll make it in. And if we're doing anything to hinder us, then help us to get it right, Lord Jesus. And we want to in your name, Jesus. Hallelujah. And the snares and the curls of life, as we walk from day to day and you give us strength, and we thank him, help us to keep going. Wasn't for you on our side, the enemy would have swallowed us. We tell you, thank you and love you very much. And for all your people out there as well, we ask the same. Hallelujah. And churches and leaders and families and people everywhere coming together as one in your name, Jesus, because we are one. Amen. Thank you, Father. We love you very much. God be the glory today, and we're going to go into our announcements. We got announcements. We're going to be going in ghosting on today. Like I said, every Sunday we're here to God be the glory on Facebook, and we're on Roku. We're on TV as well, but we're on the Facebook every Sunday as well. If you can only get us there, and then we're on Roku, and we're on YouTube, and what's the other one, James? Fire Stick. We're on the Fire Stick. And to God be the glory. And those four we on right now, that makes four with the Facebook. Roku, YouTube, we're on TV, hallelujah, as well as the Facebook. We'd like to let you know, and you'll see us on there, hallelujah. You get us any time of day, to God be the glory. But we're grateful and thankful for God giving us all these things to do and showing us how to do it and what to do. Leading us, all administrations are not the same, they are different. He's leading and guiding us all, so we have to learn to work with all each other and love one another, not look on each other false. But God, thank you for helping us with that and bringing it to pass and restoring your people. And thank you so much, Father, as you bless us and keeping and help us to do it. But anyway, that's where we are on Roku, and different ones you'll get us, and maybe some more will be added after a while, which they will. In time, but we thank God for what we have and what we receive and what we're doing and what you're doing in your life as well. Whatever it is you need, we pray you get it, and we thank. But then we're going to be in Ghostin. I'm praying and doing announcements together. We got to God be the glory program up there in Ghostin, which we're going there today, and we'll be at Apostle Hubert Austin Church, 452 Bellevue Street in Ghostin. Hallelujah. World Outreach Ministry. We'll be there on this morning at 12, and we're going to have some more things coming up, and we'll be letting y'all know what we're doing. To God be the glory. Pastor People will probably put a sheet on the Facebook if you want to look at it after a while and tell you what all we're doing the rest of the time, but we're thankful we already have, and you may have looked at it, but anyway, it's on there. But anyway, we'll be up there before Sunday with the youth at World Outreach Ministry, Apostle Hubert Austin. And congregation would be with them up there. A lot of time we'd be having our church up there. He's allowed us to come in him and his people to work there. So we give God the glory for that, opening a door and a way for us. Hallelujah. We're so thankful for that. And yeah, we'll be there every fourth Sunday, 4 o'clock. And if you're not doing anything on this month, come out. We're already announcing it before time. We're going to have the fourth Sunday. We'll be up there, the youth service, youth explosion. We'll have it every fourth Sunday, inviting people to come in and be with us and help rebuild and help the children, encourage them to come on forward. We're trying to get to the youth, hallelujah, as well as us adults. We still learning too, but this is a youth program, and come in and talk to them and encourage them. Maybe God got a word for you from them to encourage, hallelujah. Don't take a lot of word, because you've received where you're giving it to them, just a little bit or whatever. Don't take a lot for them, but we'll thankful that somebody got a mind, and those, we're one of them that God is calling out to work with the youth, and going to have a youth center eventually. We're working toward that, and y'all pray for us and everything else that God has to do, plus the building of the church and everything. Y'all pray for us, and we're praying for others, all your other churches out there and stuff, that y'all get the people and just like us that we need to help us to get this work done. Because that's what it's all about, and not acting funny toward each other, but working together, staying together, because ain't nobody no better than nobody. All us trying to make it and stand and do what we said. You know, I know we have to do everything decently and all in the way the Lord leads us, but God don't respect people, and we don't either. Pray Church of Deliverance don't respect nobody. We'll work with whoever God tell us to work with in life, because everybody's somebody. Ain't God's will that nobody perish, and he told me in his word, hallelujah, that he's for every man, everybody. And see, that's the way God is, He works hard with us all, trying to save us where we want to be or not. God is a good God. He worked with us. Do we wouldn't be saved. And we thank him for that, all of us. And let's don't forget where we come from, all of us. But to God be the glory. We give him the praise and honor. If y'all ain't doing nothing, like I said, come on up. Be with us on the fourth Sunday up there in Ghosting. At 4 o'clock, we'll be having a youth explosion. And we're going to be doing different things, having dances, having people come in. And we're going to be doing other things. And God has already started adding and giving us other things to do to carry the service out and do it. Come on and be with us. Maybe something you can say or do to encourage. But anyway, we give God praise and honor for what he's allowing all us to do. Do none of us would be doing nothing. Honor. Stay with the husband, man. Hallelujah. Because I'm staying. I'm a branch and I'm staying. I want him to fill me the more and clean us the more. So you'll ever be what he wants you to be in life. And you want to seek his Holy Spirit. Because that's what we need to make it or take it. We thank God for those announcements today and all the other things coming forth. Chris Taylor will be coming from our Bishop Fellowship House of God in Carthage, North Carolina. Bishop Willie Gilmore and Pastor Faye, he will be sending his elder to us to help us because he has to go out into another country, a city. He has to go into another city. Hallelujah. And he's going to send him and he's going to be helping us to get this service done on the 26th, which will be at 4 o'clock, the same place I just told you, World Outreach Ministry, Apostle Hubert Austin, Ghosting 452 Bellevue Street. He'll be coming in on the 26th with us to help us. And we'll be glad to have him and bring in the church people that would be able to make it with him to come and be with us in that service. The youth, just what it is, be with us. Because the youth need us, and we need each other too, old people, but also, we need each other, but we also need to help the youth to make it as well. Hallelujah. But to God be the glory. Y'all be encouraged out there, and we love you, and we appreciate you for coming and being with us. And we just want you to know we take care of yourself till the next time that we see you. And thank y'all for coming in. And thank God. We'll have Pastor Peeper to come on up. We did our announcements. And if he want to come up and do the benediction and say something else before we go. And Aretha, we were a little early this morning, but I'm trying not to get into about 9, but I had to go in a little earlier this morning. So we hope you'll look at us or get to us next time, or you might have been doing something else yourself. But anyway, we thank you so very much for always coming in, Carthenia, your sister, and anybody else that comes in watching us. We'll be glad to see you, but sometime we might come in early, but you have to look and see. But anyway, to God be the glory. We give him honor, glory, and praise, and thank him in all things, and love you all as well. Have a good day. Pastor Peeper will be coming up, giving a benediction. Hallelujah. Together, we stand.
May the Lord watch.
May the Lord watch.
Between me and thee.
Between me and thee.
While we're absent.
While we're absent.
From one.
One from the other. Amen.
Amen. Thank you for coming to join us.